Welcome back to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Erica Baker with me, and we're talking about some warranty stuff, and it's pretty cool. Erica, you kept saying the different plans.
Yes.
I know people are going, what are you talking about when you say different plans?
Well, when you buy a home, obviously we have that first year rate, the 375. What happens year two? So you will get renewal notices from First American Home Warranty, and there's different plans that you can choose that makes the needs of your own home. If you have a pool, you can add your pool. If there's a water well or septic, we have those coverages. In our premier plan, I'll just touch on this one. It's going to cover all the major operating systems of your home, plus washer, dryer, and fridge, on top of the normal appliances that are already there. Microwave, stove, dishwasher, things like that. Then you can choose to add pool if you have a pool, and our pool coverage automatically includes saltwater pool coverage as well, so you don't have to add additional for saltwater. And that also will include if you have a hot tub, so pool, spa, if you have a water well, septic, if you have three refrigerators in your garage, we have additional refrigeration coverage. So really it just whatever meets your needs on your current home with what your current home has, you can get the optimal coverage for you. And that's pretty much what I mean by selecting your plan.
So kind of pick what you need and what you don't need.
Right.
And if you need more stuff, you pay for more stuff.
Absolutely. And there's an upgrade you can always choose to put on your policy that gives you additional coverage on top of what we already cover in our basic. I'll just touch on a few of them because there's a lot. It will cover your mismatch systems, which means if you have a 4-ton unit with a 3-ton A coil, and that's the reason for the failure, that would be covered.
And that's a huge deal.
It is, and it happens a lot. And improper installations, which this could go from anything to your electrical panel being put in wrong or double wired to, I had one recently where the hot and cold water valves were reversed on half of the house, and we had to almost repipe half the house because of an improper installation is what we deem. Now, it's different than code. It's an improper installation because code changes constantly.
That was one of our questions we're emailed to.
Right. We are not a code fixing company. There has to be a failure. Now, with the upgrade, if a unit fails and there are some code issues with it, First American at the time of replacement will bring it up to code up to $250, which is a big, big help. And usually code comes into it with your electrical panel, water heater, and your HVAC. So, but if your unit is just not up to code, a home warranty is not going to come in and just bring it up to code.
No, but what Erica's saying here, and folks, she hit the nail on the head. It changes all the time. Mm-hmm. And the GFI plugs, you know, it used to be just put not by the water. Now they're wanting them all over the house. I mean, it's a big deal.
Right.
The AC, that's a huge deal. And we had some people really, really mad. And when you're coming, I can say that because they replaced it. Well, the way they had it installed was wrong. So they had to pay to make it fit right.
Right.
Is that the right word?
Right. And with the, I touched on Freon earlier, you know, you have Freon units, and now with EPA, we're going away from those units and going to Puron. So once Freon parts are no longer available and your unit fails, home warranties are going back with Puron units, and the modifications that need to be done are not a covered item. So the home warranty will cover the cost of the unit, the labor, the install. If you have the upgrade, code upgrades up to $250. But if there are any modifications that need to be done, that will be out of pocket to the homeowner. But it's still a huge cost savings, even if they're just paying a few modification costs, to have the unit covered, the labor covered, the parts, I mean, all of that covered. And with First American, we don't have a dollar limit on that. So we're not going to cap you out at once we spend $1,000.
That's huge.
You have to pay over that. So we're going to cover the cost of the unit in its entirety, the cost of the labor, the shipping cost, the tax, any parts that are covered contractually to make that unit work will all be covered 100%. And then, you know, I get a question all the time, well, what will my out-of-pocket expenses be? I don't know. I cannot answer that question. It's always depending on your home and what we're putting in and what we're taking out. Sometimes it's zero. Sometimes it's a couple hundred dollars. So it just depends on, the age of your home, what it is that we're replacing, and so forth. So,
yeah. Let's talk a little bit. We kind of jumped over this because I get all fired up because I am huge, a huge home warranty fan. inspections. When you're buying your house, you get your inspection, and it's going to show what's right, what's, as far as I know, what's wrong and what's right.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work with your company?
Well, with our company, everything, we do cover unknown pre-existing conditions. We are on the honor system. When we put a warranty on a house, we do not send an inspector out there to look at it. We don't require pictures. We don't require anything like that. But we do require everything, to your knowledge, to be in good, safe working order. So as a buyer, if you're buying a home and you know these things are wrong and you are just going to close and then call your home warranty to fix them, that's a no-no.
Well, that's not right.
Right. It's abusing what the warranty...
We had one guy, and I went out there because he was all upset. Mm-hmm. There was rust all over the hot water heater. I said, you closed on this house 2 weeks ago. That rust didn't happen in the last 2 weeks. It's been here probably for 2 years.
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
Exactly. That's what I'm... And also, First American does offer a seller's coverage for people selling a home. You can put coverage on a home that's listed if the home currently does not have a warranty. And this helps with those unknown pre-existing conditions because the coverage is going to be in place before the inspection. And as long as the seller, you know, it truly was an unknown to them, it'll be covered even if it's not fixed before your buyer.
Now, there's some limitations on that for the seller?
Seller's coverage with First American... it's the same coverage that is offered to your buyer. The only limit we have is $1,500 just on HVAC, and that's it. There's not a limit on your plumbing, appliance, termites, anything like that. So a lot of companies out there offer sellers coverage. There are limitations. Just beware if they're offering free sellers coverage, there's usually probably going to be a big dollar amount limit put on it. Ours isn't free. It is $60.
Whoopee.
But it is well worth every single penny. So, and nothing is due until you close. So you can put it on your listing and nothing's going to be due until you go to the closing table.
So what if it never closes?
If it never closes, then you owe nothing. Now, if you put First American on there, and you close, but you choose a different home warranty company, that $60 is still due.
So, I said if it never, that means they didn't list it with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we've got the seller's coverage, which I highly recommend too, by the way. I mean, especially for $60, you can barely go out to supper, take your wife, friend, kids out to supper for $60
anymore.
And
it's still the same service fee. Our service fee is still $60 under the seller's coverage. We don't raise that. So it's very important to know that as well. But then again, it goes back to the abusing the home warranty. I mean, we cover unknown pre-existing conditions. So, you know, we have a lot of money to pay legitimate claims is, you know, we just don't want anybody to abuse the coverage.
And I had a guy, and I guess he was nervous enough to tell me, he goes, well, you told me I could buy that home warranty anytime. And I said, yes, you can. He goes, well, I need to buy it now. I need it today. Why do you need it today? Well, something broke. Well, you can't. Yeah. That's like saying, okay, I'm not going to have car insurance until I have a wreck, and then I want to buy car insurance that day.
Exactly.
That doesn't work that way either.
And I'm glad you brought, I always kind of, when I talk to a homeowner or a potential homeowner, home warranty purchaser, are always correlated to car insurance or even homeowner's insurance. Oh man, there's a hailstorm. I don't have roof insurance. Allstate, will you insure my roof even though it's completely beat up from this hailstorm? The answer is going to be no. So, I mean, we run along the same concept. So as long as everything's in good working order and you have the coverage, you are good to go. You shouldn't have any issues at all. So.
Perfect. And folks, if you miss some of the show or if you miss any of our shows, you can always go to sallison.com and this will have home warranties on it right there. Jeremy does a great job. He archives them. We have them perfect for you so you can hear it and get some information. Or if you need to get a hold of Erica.
Yes, I wanted to give, I'm not hard to find. That is one thing with First American. When you choose First American, you're also choosing me. You're choosing a partner. I'm basically, we'll take care of all your home warranty needs. You can always contact me. My cell phone is 432-923-9431. So I'm very accessible. You can text, and also my email is Erica Baker. It's ErikaBaker at firstam.com. So if you have any questions, concerns, comments, anything, just give me a call, shoot me an email, and I will answer any questions that you have, and hopefully we can do business in the near future. And I would really like that.
Okay, you did a great. You said you were nervous. You did a great job. real quick, I'm gonna talk. Oops, we got a couple of rentals. Finally, have some. You know, they don't last about that long. We got the one on Harvard, and we've got two townhouses that are about 3 years old. So very, very nice. $1,350, $1,400, and $1,400. And you can call the office 949-5575, or you can call directly to our hotline for our property managers, which is 763-3404. And give them a call if you're looking for some rentals. Don't forget, this Sunday, we're going to have some open houses. We're going to have 3023 Champion Circle. And, folks, this is the one we're trying to experiment with, especially a lot of our Alford people that are coming here. Had some credit issues. We need some help, and we're going to give them a helping hand. We're going to sell or finance this one. So they put 20% down, brand-new home. You know, you're going to want to refinance it later. No problem, question about that. But it gives you an opportunity to have a beautiful home and kind of get a helping hand up instead of a down. Walnut Hill, it's got to be Brad Hogue, it is. I call him Mr. Walnut Hill. I think he sold, I don't know how many on the street. And it's $185,000. And Clearview, 3406 Clearview, it's a beautiful home. I mean, it really, really is. And remember, we changed our hours, so we're going to be open Sundays from 2 to 4. So you can call 949-5575. And Sabrina will be there, and she can help you. Or just look us up on the website, sallison.com. And I've been told by a lot of people, because I'm not a web person, not a good computer person, but we have a very easy site to manage. So if you have any questions, give us a call. You have a great day.